What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think that's how he looked. He hit it. You know, I mean, Keaton's one of those guys that's obviously got that ability to take it to the house at any time. You can bounce it to the edge. You can cut it back. He's good in the pass game. I thought Mike Green was, you know, really, really active. And it wasn't just Mike. I mean, Mike was. He was physical and active, run and pass. But all those outside backers, I mean, David Ajabo played really well. Deesa played really well. All those guys did a real nice job. I thought the young D lineman, I mean, you saw some guys in there that you haven't seen. Oh, it wasn't very good tonight. I mean, I thought we might have won. That might have been the first. Is there a record for low? How many passing yards do we have? 59? Has an NFL preseason game ever been more than 59 passing yards? Why don't you have that number? We'd like to pass for more than 59 yards, I assure you. I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one and it made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about Tyler Loop. The Looper, first action against an opposing team in a sanctioned NFL game. Does not count in the standings, obviously. It's a preseason game, but it's an audition period.
Mm-hmm.
It's American Idol, or America's Got Talent, or So You Think You Can Kick, or whatever that might be. Made all his extra points, 3 for 3. Bang the 52-yarder. With plenty to spare.
Yeah, hit the top of the net.
But he hooked it left on the first attempt, and you just heard the head coach say he stubbed his toe. Now, I don't know. Wasn't there. Wasn't a holder, certainly, so I have no idea how it went. But if you're looking for reasons / excuses for the miss, all I know is watching it on television. When he hooked it left, I'm like, okay, is he going to get another opportunity to redeem himself, in which he did?
Mm-hmm.
So you stubbed the toe there. Vinny, I'm guessing it wasn't 70,000 at M&T, but, you know, there's still people there judging you. And maybe there could have been some nerves involved. And, you know, to me, it's a nothing to see here. Please disperse. Frank Drebin from the original Naked Gun as the fireworks place is blowing up behind him. But he's going to be under the microscope, again, whether it's fair or unfair, for the next couple of games, and 100% national TV against the Bills on September 7th.
Yeah, I think, Bob, what was more impressive, you know, he missed, but then he came back and had to make the 52-yarder, and he drilled it right down the middle, and it would have gone from 65. You know, I thought that was good. The thing where he's screwed up on was, you know, the kickoff. You know, you can't put it in the end zone because they got the ball on the 35-yard line.
Right.
So that was the thing that, you know, he's got to learn. He got better after that first one. You know, I don't, I'm sure he was jacked up. It was his first
or
kick
maybe
of the day.
You know, he doesn't really understand the kickoff rules in the NFL yet, which I think would be, you know, acceptable for the first preseason game.
Right. And then how about Bob when he had to go tackle that guy and Randy Brown on the sideline and show him, no, you don't grab and roll, you know, because he could have hurt his shoulder or whatever. And Randy Brown's over to us, just push him out of it. Just push him, you know.
It was a nice form tackle.
It was a very nice tackle. But, you know, if he would have hurt his shoulder, they'd have been crapping bricks.
Yeah. Hoyland being a one-winning drive today. But so Tyler Loop, we can't get into any absolutes whatsoever with what happened last night. So he's moving forward, absolutely. And there's big potential with this kid.
No doubt. No doubt. I thought, you know, Harbs gave him a B+.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that. You know, I thought all his kicks were, other than the one he missed, every one was right down the middle.
Yep.
So, you know, I got no problem with that. I think, you know, the first game's over, and when they go to Dallas, it'll be another experience because it'll be a different stadium. So that'll be good for him, too.
Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the passing game. Well, quarterbacks last night, not all that great. 5 for 16, 2 picks. And when they pass, as John Harbaugh was pointing out, what, less than 60 yards or something crazy like that. Again, it's a preseason game. You're not necessarily playing behind your number one offensive line. Saw Pelele on the ground a couple of times, though, man. What was that all about?
Well, Bob, I went back this morning and I watched every snap of the O-line because last night I was going to text you. I said, damn, the O-line's kind of struggling, you know? Because that was the impression I had because, I mean, on the one, Pelele gets just run over. And then Rosengarten got run past. Then I went back and I watched, you know, every play. And I thought other than that play, and then the one on the boot, Pelele has to pull out and the guy just ran around him. But Pelele ain't never going to win that battle. But, yeah, he did get run over on the one. And then on the same play, Rosengarten, the guy comes from the outside and goes around him. But when I watched it this morning, Ali's there to chip, and Ali just lets the guy go, you know, so he doesn't give, because he's got the outside, you know, and then if the guy spin back inside, Rosengarten's got him, so Pelele kind of hosed him on that one. But otherwise, I thought the run stuff and other than that, I thought those two played fine. The guy who I like, Bob, and you'll like this, Bullock. I like Bullock a lot. I thought the center, 67.
Yeah.
Yep. Corey Bullock. He, I was surprised. I said, damn, Bullock's starting at center, you know? So I went back and I watched every snap of his this morning, and he's really athletic, very athletic. I mean, he's good up to the second level. On the one screen pass that Ali dropped the pass, he got out there and he looked like he runs real well. I think he's going to be the backup center. I was really impressed. I mean, they must like him. He started last night, and I didn't really realize because I hadn't really paid attention to those guys. But he played good. He did good. And then Noteboom. Noteboom's not a real physical guy. I was a little – Noteboom's just okay. Just okay.
Well, all right. It's one preseason game, but did you see more in practice than – maybe he displayed, he's a veteran dude, and he's supposed to be the de facto Patrick McCary, but he can't do all five like McCary could. So it gets to the offensive line depth that you've talked about, Vinny, where you might need two to replace one. Like McCary's one guy that could literally play every spot. Now you're going to need two guys because one might excel at guard or tackle. And like Bullock, as you said, could maybe be more in an interior center-ish guy.
I liked last night. I liked Bullock the best of all the backup linemen last night. I thought Bullock was just because with Noteboom at the left tackle, he gets off balance a lot, you know, and he gets tossed. He doesn't play strong. And then he moved over to right tackle when Vincent came in, 71, and he's working.
He got some leakage.
Yeah, he's And then Cleveland,
it's your boy.
Yeah. Voorhees played good, Bob. I thought Voorhees had a nice day. He got beat one time in pass. But those guys, all of those offensive linemen, and it showed last night, they're much better in a run than they are in a pass. And that definitely showed.
All right, we've actually lost track of what we were talking about here, which was the quarterback play. Cooper Rush, 2 for 4 with a pick, like right out of the gate. Devin Leary, 3 for 12 with a pick. They were sacked twice, 5 for 16 combined, 49 yards. The quarterback rating was 3.9er. All right, and John Harbaugh trying to joke. I'm sure he's a little bit agitated because I wanted to see, like, DeVonta's Walker kind of shine a little bit. And, you know,
made the nice catch out of bounds on the P.I.
Sure, but, you know, when they're playing this poorly, and you could have Jerry Rice and Fred Biletnikoff out there.
Bob, but, you know, like you say, are you shocked? No, I'm not shocked. I mean, I'm not in love with either guy out at practice. But here's the issue, I think, with Cooper Rush in these type of situations is that, number one, he throws a flat ball all the time. He has no touch. Get the ball up, because on the interception, he's covered. Wade was covered, all right? So you either throw it back shoulder to give him a chance, or you lay it up and let him go run to it, and then you probably get the PI because the guy's right there. But you throw it right at them, you know, and you got no shot. I mean, and the guy makes a nice interception, but here's the problem is the line that you're playing with, they're averaging pass block. They're good run block. They were averaging pass. All right. Lamar, how many sacks does Lamar save the O-line?
Countless.
Right. All right. Cooper Rush is a non-athlete. Cooper Rush cannot do that. So those guys that run free, that Lamar makes all these spectacular plays, he's getting sacked. And that was the problem. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, Monken, then we saw, boom, he three-step, get it out. You know, and Leary, I mean, how dumb is his, you know, with the interception down on it, and then the fumble. You know, Leary, I don't know.
I'm not
3 for 12, 43
yards. We're not the
flagship.
Let it rip, baby.
Yeah,
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw, we're going to hear from him. It is Featured Artist Friday. Got some Rock and Roll Hall of Famers coming your way in a couple of minutes. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the play of the outside linebackers, Mike Green. Isaac got the sack, but Green was kind of sandwiching him there.
Should have been each got a half.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Ajabo knocked Richardson out of the game. That was, a blown assignment by the Colts there, I would assume.
Well, they brought the linebacker. Hummel came, and the tackle took him and let Ajabo go. And Richardson, you know, Mr. Brilliant quarterback over there, he's a right-handed quarterback, and the dude's coming right at him. He never moved his head. He looked, whoever his target was to the left, because he never turned his head, never had any awareness whatsoever that the rush was coming. So he deserved to get hit, because he should have, you know, okay, I got blitz coming, I got to turn to protection, or I got to throw hot, I got to do something. I'm holding, get open over there, bam! You know, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, and Daniel Jones, they got issues. And Bob, let me just say this. Please, if Lamar Jackson gets hurt, we're in serious trouble at quarterback.
So that 9-5 in Dallas doesn't relax you to any level for Cooper Rush?
Well, we'll see. You know, that's one game. One game was, you know, but the one game wasn't great. I mean, we had, you know, great runs. We had, you know, great returns. That was the offense.
Yeah, Ali had the big kickoff return. Wester with the punt return.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, the reality of football struck the Ravens last night at the end of the first quarter. Bilal Kone, knee injury, and you know, we've seen it enough to, you know, even from novices watching it on your big butts on the couch or whatever, or if you have a nice butt, hey, good for you. You knew it was done.
Yeah.
And Bo Brady was kind of like, oh, boy. And then John Harbaugh came out, and his reaction spoke volumes. So Bilal Kone's done for the year, and, you know, was he a bubble guy? I mean, either way, forget about that. The fact that the young man in his first game goes down, doesn't make it through a quarter. It got to be devastating for him and certainly for the Ravens organization.
Yeah, and you know what? And Harbs at his press conference last night, because it was Harbs and then also on the stage next to Harbs waiting to talk was Keaton Mitchell. And Harbs said, you know, Keaton, you'd be a good guy to talk to, you know, Kone, because you went through the same thing. You know, so, and Harb said he went over and he told him, he said, hey, you know, it's tough right now. He said, but the sun will come up tomorrow and then you just got to get back at it. You know, you're going to be part of this team. And, you know, and Keaton said basically the same, you know, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a grind, but that's part of, I mean, I did the same thing. I tore my ACL and MCL, you know, I did all that, you know, and he had good coverage, just twisted and. Crap happens.
24-16 final score. Ravens win their preseason opener against the Colts. Unfortunately, lose a piece to the defensive backfield. You want to get in, you can. Your observations, everybody, from what you saw last night, M&T Bank Stadium, whether you were there or watched it on TV, 410-583-1057 is the number. Featured artist Friday, Orioles tonight, taking on the A's down in Baltimore. We're back at Pickles Pub for Baltimore baseball tonight. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix. Come on out and say hello.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Nolan McGraw, by the way, is going to be hosting his own show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Two to four, right, Nolan?
Man, you remembered.
I know you're against self-promotion. Narcissism, I think, is sort of a mental illness, but promoting yourself's not narcissistic.
We're getting there.
Letting the people know what time it is.
We're working on it. It's all good. Two to four tomorrow. Tune in.
Nolan McGraw, we'll talk more with him as the show progresses. Orioles tonight taking on the A's. If you're heading down to Camden Yards, you get to see some talented young players, both sides. Orioles and then the Oakland Ball, or whatever the hell they are. Sacramento, enough of you. The A's get it on as the Birds 2-4 road trip. They did win the finale against Philadelphia behind Trevor Rogers and Kobe Mayo's 3-run jack. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle returns to the lineup. So how's How's Tony Manziello going to manipulate his lineup against the pitcher tonight for Oakland? Ah, damn it. Whatever. They're Oakland. I don't care. For the A's. It is right-handed. So, let's see. Well, we'll find out what's going on with O'Neill. That could probably dictate a lot of things. Yeah. But Mayo or Mountcastle could play field. So, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, let's see. If Manzo, Elias, who knows, Mydell, whoever figures out the lineup, I don't know. I'm just a fan. I mean, how do they get the at-bats in? Because, you know, Mayo's kind of percolating a little bit.
Yes, he is.
And then you want Mountcastle to get hot because maybe he's one of those magic beans you can flip in the offseason. But we'll get into that. Ripping it with Ryan Ripken, that is. Coming up at noon, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Talk about last night's game. Vic Carucci from NFL Network Radio joining us 11:30. James Cook, he's a hold in. For how long, though? There's the question. All right, let's get out to the phones. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Parliament Funkadelic. Pick a song, we'll play it. Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All wonderful. Right, Tony.
I know you're doing wonderful. Parliament Funkadelic, man, y'all just hit after hit with them guys.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be rocking and rolling and doing everything we have to do.
Yeah, they was great back when I was like 9, 10 years old. But I want to talk about last night, and there's two ways to look at this situation with the kicker. Now I'm gonna give my assessment. You guys, you know, Benny, you say you think he did good. I think that missing a 46 yarder, I'm gonna give my Frank Kush assessment. You guys went Ted Marchabrota on me. Missing a 46 yarder in perfect conditions, no pressure on you, is unacceptable. Let me tell you why. The standard around here for so long has been set with Matt Stover and Justin Tucker. Now, 46-yarder, I'd rather you be automatic with those because those kind of kicks change field possession, swing momentum. We could be up 20-14 with 3 minutes left and you miss something like that instead of a two-score lead, you know, a team can come down and win it. I'd rather him be automatic on stuff he's supposed to make than go out here with heroics every once in a while and kick a 55 or 60-yarder. And what do you guys think of that?
I didn't, you know, do I want him to miss? No. You know, but Tucker was 72% last year. You know, it wasn't like Tucker was great last year. And, you know, I think that coming back and drilling the 52-yarder right down the middle after missing, I think that showed a lot. And we still have, you know, two preseason games and another practice game with Washington before Buffalo. So it was a good start. And, you know, if you stubbed your toe or whatever, figure out maybe you need to put the GoPro back on. Figure out why you stubbed your toe.
He'd look awesome doing that.
But I'm okay with it. I think, you know, like if he'd have made the 52 first and then missed the 46, then, you know, it might have been different. But he made the 52 when they needed that. That kick, they needed it to go up 8, you know, which at worst case, they would have got a tie.
All right, I guess Tony's speechless by your response there. And the lineage of Ravens kickers, by the way, you have Stover, Mr. Automatic from 50 in, and he would get beyond 50 if need be. He retires. Steven Hauschka replaces him. Big leg. He gets booted after he missed a couple field goals against the Vikings in 09. Nolan, you remember that game, the year that Favre took them to the championship game. Then Cundiff comes in. And Cundiff makes all pro in 2010. And then Cundiff created a verb, an adjective, whatever it's called, by missing a field goal against the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Chiefs of that era in 2011. And then Tucker comes in undrafted out of Texas, beats Cundiff out at training camp. And Tucker was down by his standards last year. His rookie year, though, he's 31-34.
Right.
And in that Mile High Miracle game, Jacoby Jones, rest in peace, and Flacco, Tucker kicked a game-winning field goal. In that, so his rookie year, he set the bar high for what he would turn out to be, which is a Hall of Fame level kicker. Now, if Luke goes 31 of 34, it's kicking game-winning field goals in the playoffs, I'm not, okay, but what would the benchmark be? Like Tucker, as you said, Vinny, was 70-plus percent.
Right.
Terrible. Was perfect after the break, but the bye rather, but nothing, you know.
I say if he's 88% or higher, I think that would be good. But, Bob, here's the way I look at it, too. I mean, you got a rookie kick. I mean, we're talking about all these players. None of them were perfect. So, you know, the first game, you're learning, you know. So I would rather have him miss a kick now that he can learn from than Buffalo game.
Sure.
You know, so let him learn. All right. And then next week against Dallas, hopefully he drills. He's not going to be 100%, people. He's going to miss some kicks during the season, too. So hopefully when he does miss, they don't matter.
Let's be honest, though. If he misses in Buffalo and the excuse is he stubbed his toe.
That ain't going to be.
That's not flying.
No. Preseason? Okay.
Yeah.
Regular season? No. Plus.
Like Andrews, my gloves were wet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Plus, no.
Bob, if they lose like in Buffalo and it mattered, Harb's going to be running hot. He ain't going to be stubbed his toe. You know?
We got to do better than that. All right. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens win last night. Unfortunately, Kone goes down for the year. Got to feel hard. It's a reality of football, but it's the, lack of a better word, sucky part of football. Because look at Slater with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Identical to Ronnie Stanley.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I just got paid, and bam.
Horrible, horrible things, but it's life in the National Football League. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. His impressions of what happened last night against the Colts, and what did you think of the Colts? Richardson gets knocked out. Daniel Jones didn't play all that great. I don't know, man. Indy, that may be a long season there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's Keaton Mitchell. Looking like the 2023 version of Keaton Mitchell. Touchdown run, averaged almost 8 yards per carry. Blasting away. Certainly looks as fast as he was 2 years ago when that speed is premier.
Mm-hmm.
Looks bigger, too. He is. You know what I mean?
He's thick, and he plays strong, Bob. I mean, like that one where he spun out and, you know, he broke some tackles. I mean, where he gets tackled, the people grab his hair. You know, that kind of jolts him a little bit. But, yeah, he is strong, and then when he gets his pads down, he can run you over. The problem is he'll stand up. You know, and that's like he got drilled the one time, you know, over like going to the left side. He got drilled like for a 1 yard, 2 yard gain. Get the pads down and, you know, and then he can run through people.
Now, before we get to the phones, it's Featured Artist Friday, Parliament Funkadelic. Get your song requests in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Support Ted 583-1057, 580, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney. What'd you think of Rasheen Ali last night? Had his highs.
Yeah,
and a couple of lows
I thought
there.
Early on, I thought he struggled, dropped the screen pass, you know, and then once he got that kick return, kind of got it going, you know, and then he had the two runs back to back, you know, got the touchdown and everything. I thought he looked like he's got really good vision. And I was impressed, you know, and I'm saying to myself, you know, after he does that, you know, and then it's like, you can't keep five running backs. You know, I mean, the numbers. You know, all right, sure. So I'm in my head. I'm like, okay, if I keep five running backs, where does it come from? You know, and if Ali plays the next two preseason games like that, you know, I mean, if he does the same types of things, especially kick returning and then has some long runs, I mean, somebody's going to pick him up.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Featured Artist Friday?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
All right.
Same to you.
I was at the game yesterday, and my favorite part about preseason is just getting to see these young rookies getting out there and have a chance. It was really nice to see Wester when he had that punt return, mm-hmm. just the emotion on his face, you know, after he did. I don't know if they showed it on TV or if you guys saw it on the Jumbotron, but, you know, he was basically in tears, and it's kind of nice to see that there's a human aspect to these guys. Something that, you know, I don't see a lot of that in baseball sometimes, but football, it's nice to see that emotion. The one thing that frustrated me with the game, though, is kind of what you guys were talking about with the quarterbacks is, and even Harb's talked about the lack of passing yards. I would have liked to see some of those guys like Charlie Kolar and Tez Walker, especially Tez Walker. I'm a Carolina fan, so watching him through college and getting to see him play is really awesome. I wanted to see him get some touches. But, you know, I was kind of worried that if Lamar does go down, that's kind of a big concern.
Yeah.
That our two quarterbacks, I don't feel comfortable having them throw beyond 10 yards. So,
well, that's part of that, you know, is probably offensive line. But, no, they got to be better against Dallas, and they got to be better, you know, against Washington. Otherwise, if that was the Washington game, Bob, and they're coming – it's like, you know, Todd Monken is really going to have his work cut out for him, you know, if that's all they are, if they don't get better. Because like you said, we wanted to see Tez Walker, and he made the nice play we talked about, Bob. And then you know where he made a hell of a play too? On Keaton Mitchell's touchdown run. He blocked a corner down there. And then on the one punt that they had, he's hauling ass down the field, and he threw his body. I think the first guy, they want you to just throw your body at him, and he did a nice job at that. He missed tackle. But he did some good things in there. But, yeah, the receivers probably frustrated as hell last night because they didn't have any opportunities.
Go to Steve in Pasadena. Steve, thanks for holding your own. Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Great show, man. Glad everybody picked the Parliament Funkadelics, man. Hey, I was just not really into watching a lot of preseason, but when we picked up Green and Starks,
yep.
I said, man, I got to check these two guys out because there's two guys I really wanted in the draft. I didn't think we would get Green at first, But, like, when we got him, I'm like, man, I saw this guy in college. I don't know if he's going to get 15 sacks like you said, Bob, but I know he's going to have double. I know he's going to get double digits.
No, and, I want my official will come out at eight,
right?
Rumley and Steve. But, you know, if he could creep to 10, I ain't mad at that, and I don't think it's far-fetched, to be honest with you.
I tell you what, I was just impressed with – I thought he played the run extremely well last night, too.
And Tez Walker, man, that guy's going to be pretty good. I've been liking him for a while now. And another thing I want to bring up, I don't ever want to hear anything anymore about from Deshaun about this guy named Rush. That guy, he's terrible. It looks like he's never even picked up a football before, man. And he kept saying that everybody wanted him, and nobody wanted him, man. I wouldn't even want him on my high school team. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Speaking of which, coincidentally enough,
Rashawn
in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
Hey, everybody want to crap on you know, my boy Cooper Rush, man. You know, but I mean, he got 85%, whatever rate as a starter. He 9
quarterback
and 5.
Rating.
Quarterback rating, yes, I'm here. Quarterback rating, 2,900 yards. I think it was 15 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So I'm not saying we win in the Super Bowl if Lamar goes down with Cooper Rush, but we're going to make the playoffs.
Dallas didn't make the playoffs with him as the quarterback, Rashawn. He's a backup quarterback, man. Come on.
No, I mean, remember when 2 years ago when Dak went out and Cooper had to step in for a couple games, man, he held it down and we made the playoffs until Dak came back, though.
I didn't realize he wasn't – Rashawn, I didn't realize he was such a non-athletic kind of guy.
I mean, he's playing with the second team. So, I mean, listen, well, man.
That has nothing to do with his athletic ability.
Well, there's a reason he's playing with it. That's one of them.
Well, listen, I guarantee if it was goal line and he had to get a quarterback dive, he'd be better than Huntley did. That. Yeah, everybody, you know, you forget what we had before. We had Huntley, you know, so wonderful. I believe he's an upgrade from Huntley. He went, oh, yeah, of course, because, like, 10 people bailed out. So, you know, he was like, you know. But I think next week they're going to open up the playbook for him. You know, he's making his return to Dallas. He got a lot to prove, get off his chest. So, should be an interesting game next week with him going against Joe Milton, another talented, you know, young backup that, you know, has a bright future. Did y'all watch him a lot with Tennessee?
Yeah, he got a monster arm.
Yeah.
Cannon. Hey, Rashawn, thanks for the call. Get on down to Pickles tonight. Worry about the Orioles. Not worried about Cooper Rush like he's the starting. He's the backup quarterback, for bleep's sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's reasons why you're either a failed starter at other places or you're that guy. And you can navigate for a couple of games until your starter comes back and save seasons and such. But usually, if you have to play most of your season with a second-string guy, whether it's Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincy, KC, Detroit, they're probably going to lose more than you anticipate.
Yeah, I mean, that was not impressive, let's just say that.
There we go. It's been 88-105, so they're going to hear from Nolan McGraw. Oh, by the way, Nolan's hosting a show tomorrow from 2 to 4. Here on 105.7 The Fan, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. On the whip around, 11:15. There were a couple of other preseason games. Going to hear some highlights from Cincinnati. They played their starters for a little bit, and kind of worked out well because, they're starters. And then Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, he'll be joining us to talk about what happened in Buffalo with the James Cook situation. How's Bosa looking?
We have not heard his name one bit.
And what's going on with
I think you got hurt again, didn't
you? Oh, my God. And what's going on with the wide receivers? Does Josh, they have good tight ends, but they have the receivers?
Now they're saying Shakir may be ready for week one.
Oh, boy. Josh Allen going to take it on himself to do things? University of Colorado, where he played for Deion, 6th-round draft pick. And I guess he was he must have caught Phyllis, my psychic, and certainly told his dad and Keaton Mitchell that I'm going to break one. I can feel it. And it wasn't any kind of a, you know, cut and dried. He cut to the left and reverse field and then see you later.
I thought it showed a lot. You know, number one, he caught it, which he did a nice job there.
Well, has that been a problemo at one running dry?
No, but I mean, that's big what Harbs is. The first thing is the catch and then the run. I want a punt catcher And then after they catch it, I want a punt runner. You know, so he did a nice job catching it. And like you said, Bob, I mean, he made people miss, and then he showed his speed to outrun people. And then he had some nice blocks down the field. Tez Walker, you know, had a nice block down the field. So, yeah, it was a hell of a play. But let me go back to his first return, the 17-yarder. And Harps talked about this after the game. The thing that was most impressive is what was the big issue last year all the time? Remember with Wallace, and they let the ball roll. They didn't come up and go get the ball. And he had to have come up 10, 12 yards on a sprint, caught that ball coming. And, you know, like if they're down there, it's kind of, that's a dangerous thing because you can get drilled. And he caught it on a run and then made 17 yards. That was an impressive, he had two really impressive punt returns. And, you know, coming up and saving, you know, he got a plus 17 plus. You know, if he lets it roll, then they're way back. So it was a hell of a play by Western. Right now, you know, Harb says, you know, I can't guarantee him the job yet, and we'll see what happens. But pretty damn good step forward.
He took a pretty big lead in the competition. Yeah. Let's get out to the phones. It's Featured Artist Friday, Parliament Funkadelic. Anything you want to hear from them, send a request, Plazaport text line. Go to Trey and Joppa. Trey, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey, Wester, hell of a play last night. One thing I do want to see with the decision-making, like you was kind of getting at it just now, Vinny, when the ball's inside the 10, though, we just got to see that. You know, that's another situation that happened last year where...
That was Miller, both of them. Miller did both.
Yep. Miller did catch one on the 10. I thought that was good, though.
One on the 5.
Yeah, that was a little... The rule is put your heels on the 10, don't take a step back.
Amen.
That's the rule. That's the rule right there. But Mike Green getting home, being active, love to see it. I'm glad Malachi Starks made a pretty good play on I think his first series, too.
I tell you what, that play, because they showed it from behind and stuff, his instincts, you know, him reading the quarterback, because as soon as the guy caught it, bam, he's right there. That was a hell of a play.
It was. He broke instantly. We didn't have that last year, I can tell you that. But
we would have been able to see where he was. He was so far back. Marcus Williams.
Absolutely. And another thing, the O-line, I tell you what, on some of Keaton's hills, on some of Keaton Mitchell's runs, the holes were there for him. You know, he made a good jump cut the one time, but I think on his touchdown run, that was a nice crease right there, man. And
made a hell of a block on that one was left guard.
Voorhees.
Voorhees kicked the guy out. Yep. Made a great block kicking him out.
Really did. Rosie let me down the one time. He gave up the pressure. I think he was expecting the chip.
Yeah, Ali didn't help him out.
Yeah, because you could tell he was kind of sitting heavy inside, you know, letting the guy. I'm like, Rosengarten don't get beat on the corner. That's not his thing. He might get bull rushed, but he don't get beat on the outside. But just love what I saw. Keep building off of it. Keep building off. I want to see the passing game with Coop take a step, though. You know, love to see him take a step, but like what I saw, though. Appreciate the time, fellas.
All right, Trey. Thank you very much. You know, the Paul is the injury, unfortunately, to Bilal Kone. But, you know, next man up mentality for sure. But, Vinny, the impressive thing about the Ravens last night was, you know, there was an energy to the team. And, you know, the offensive line might have played all the great, and Cooper Rush and Leary certainly weren't, you know, John Unitas. Did we notice anything in regards to false starts, communication problems, the usual offensive issues that arise from time to time?
I think we saw some in the fourth quarter, Bob, with, you know, like the tight ends who'd been there for 4 days or whatever. So otherwise, I didn't think it was too bad. I mean, because we saw Cooper Rush try to, you know, have them jump off sides, hard counts and stuff, and guys didn't jump. So I thought that was... That was all right. But I think, you know, the thing for the night was big plays, you know, with Mitchell, Ali, Wester, young guys making big plays. So I thought that was the impressive thing. And, you know, on TV, Bob, they gave the offensive player of the game to Keaton Mitchell, and they gave the defensive player of the game to Adis Isaac, you know, on defense. And I was... Isaac, Bob, to me, was a guy who we talked about, like, when the lights come on, who's going to show up? And to me, he was that, because, I mean, he hadn't been, you know, in practice, it's like I remember the one time I said, yeah, Adisa Isaac finally showed up. He showed he could make a spin move. But last night, played the run extremely well, played hard, did good on the bull rush, and had the half sack with Green. Thought he looked nice there. I mean, so much more active and than Ajabo. And looked more of a natural, like he can bend and he can do some stuff where Ajabo doesn't have the explosion and doesn't play with the explosion and stuff that Isaac plays with. So to me, if they keep five, right now, if they kept five, Ajabo's odd man out.
388-8105-7 The Fed. We'll come back, talk to Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, about last night's game. Look ahead to next week practice and how things need to ramp up a little bit for the Ravens as they get ready for the Buffalo Bills. And yes, less than a month now. Whip around left 15. There were some NFL fun going on outside of Baltimore. We'll talk about that as we had games with Seattle and the Bengals and Philly and the Raiders and all of that. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. What's going on with James Cook? Will he be ready for week one against Baltimore? He's ready, but will he be signed and ready to play as a happy camper? And what's the wide receiver situation there? And how much better can they get defensively?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.